This is Senator Al Simpson. Should only the intellectual elite in this land have a place in government service? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, a couple of weeks ago, you personally savaged the nomination of Dr. Carol Iannone to join the advisory board to the National Endowment for the Humanities. This unpaid position doesn't carry much notoriety, but you still gleefully torpedoed this nomination, claiming she was not qualified. Climb down from your high ivory tower, pal. Carol Iannone was one excellent appointment for the advisory board. Maybe she didn't go to Harvard, but that's because she had to work full-time to pay her own way through school while she built her fine reputation. You tore it down. Maybe I'm crazy, Ted, but I think that makes Carol Iannone a little more special than some of your intellectual snob friends who don't really know the real world or want to. Stop pushing this politically correct garbage. Let's hear your feeble excuse on this one.
Al, you right-wingers are just squealing because one of your own was rejected by the Senate. This time, ideology was not the issue. Carol Iannone has a First Amendment right to say or print whatever she wants, but she didn't even get to first base with her qualifications to serve on that Federal Council on the Humanities. That's why the Senate rejected her. Distinguished conservative nominees have been approved for that position in the past, and they'll continue to be approved in the future. But no amount of right-wing tantrums or phony rhetoric about ideology can cover up this particular nominee's lack of qualifications. It wasn't even close. When the American Bar Association says nominees aren't qualified to be judges, the Senate turns them down. That's what the respected scholarly associations across the country said about this nominee. She wasn't qualified to serve on that federal council, Al, and the Senate was right to turn her down. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on emergency assistance for workers who lost their jobs in this recession. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.